Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Half Right Podcast. The dynamic duo is here. Fonz, how are you doing? I'm Lakia.
Good.
It's been a long time. We haven't had an episode since SummerSlam. You've been watching.
We're going to try to come back more consistently. You know, WrestleMania starts a new season. So
it does.
I know we say that a lot.
It does.
But, you know.
It does, but I will say that in the entire time that we've had this podcast, this is like prime wrestling. Like, it's a really good time to be watching WWE. I know there's a lot going on politically in WWE, so to speak.
There's a lot going on. Since we've been gone, Vince McMahon is gone for good.
He does not have a choice.
I don't think we need to get into some of the stuff that he's
I don't think that we need to elaborate at all. We know that Vince McMahon is not the best character. He's been shady for a long time.
Vince McMahon. No story. The stories come out about Vince, and people are like, they're surprised, and I'm like, really? Are you ready?
I don't know how.
Since we've been going, see him come back, injured himself, and Mania.
I'm thinking, is this an AEW curse? Right. This is the second time that's happened from someone coming from AEW over to the main roster, and I'm just hoping Jade Cargill is gonna be good. I'm just hoping my good sister's gonna be good, because Cody came back. Cody came back. Cody got injured. CM Punk comes back. CM Punk gets injured. Jade Cargill. Yo, we have so much to cover from WrestleMania Night 1, Night 2, NXT Stand and Deliver, the Roman Reigns documentary. If you guys haven't seen it, highly recommend you going to check that out. But just to give a gist of it, they really shined a light on Roman's relationship with his brother, Matt, who we know in WWE is Rosie. And a lot of Roman's physicality and him getting into sports in general, a lot of that was due to his brother. And now he's like the big brother in wrestling. And he talked about how it's more than just me being at the top. It's about bringing my family along with me and shining a light on other people that's not getting a light shine, you know, shown on them, such as the Usos, Solo Sikoa, Sami Zayn. So he's in like this era where he is able to really uplift. And crazy thing is that we were told that he left because of his family during the pandemic. And technically he did, but he was going to retire. Roman was going to hang up the boots. He was done. And let's remember what was happening to Roman before he became the tribal chief. This man had dog food thrown on him. That's the kind of angle you put that man in. Vince McMahon shit.
I mean, I don't want to call you know what? I'm not going to call Roman a liar. I mean, around the time of the pandemic, you know, we didn't know when the world was going to go back to normalcy. But I don't think that Roman would have ever stayed retired, in my opinion.
That's not what it was. He was saying that he wasn't going to come back for the simple fact that I'm over here doing this agenda of what y'all want me to do, and it's not working. Look at what the fuck I was going through. Like, that dog food shit was, Lord, horrible. Baron Corbin be putting the craziest shit too. But highly recommend checking it out. And I did not get a chance to fully watch the Bray Wyatt one. I have to prepare myself for that. That's an emotional one. But I do know that that JoJo was talking about the day that he passed. And that's going to be tough to watch.
They also I got a chance to start it. They also have the first wife in there too, talking about the day that
I did see her. And she also posted on her social media about the documentary as well.
Yeah, so you know, we'll finish that episode on, you know, the end of it.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to talk some WrestleMania.
Let's get into, you don't want to do NXT first? You don't want to do NXT first? You don't want to do NXT first? You know
what? Look, NXT will be the first pay-per-view of the weekend. So, yes. You know.
NXT is Saturday. Really quickly, this is how it happens because they separate everything. Really quickly, as far as the 2024 Hall of Fame, congratulations to Paul Heyman, who will be inducted by Roman Reigns. That should be interesting. Bull Nakano, who will be inducted by Alundra Blaze, also known as Medusa. Thunderbolt Patterson, who will be inducted by Scott Spears. And the U.S. Express, not sure who they're going to be inducted by, but I am wondering if they're going to bring Bo into this. Maybe that's too soon. Bo, because this is his dad. So I don't know. They didn't announce who is going to be putting them in. And lastly, The Rock will be inducting his grandmother, Leah Maivia. So congratulations to the 2024 Hall of Fame class. No Warrior Award recipient. I don't know if they're getting rid of that, but nonetheless, that's it.
I mean,
all right, getting into
he's another questionable one.
Who?
Ultimate.
Oh, well. Yes. Getting into NXT Stand and Deliver. NXT, ever since they've shifted away from the NXT 2.0. It's been in high gear. Shawn Michaels has been doing what Shawn Michaels needs to do.
But I mean,
the metaphor is gonna.
If I could say something real quick, if you look at it, a lot of great acts came out of NXT 2.0, and I think like the shift of them going to more, you know, recruiting wrestlers and bringing them in to the fold actually has greatly benefited, you know, them when they go to the main roster, because you know there's like
continuity, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Continuity. Yes, there's more continuity from, you know, NXT to the main roster, and you know the people that they're bringing up to the main roster when they get there, they're superstars, you know. Tiffany Stratton is one of my favorites, you know, from the first moment I watched
Tiffany Stratton,
like,
is amazing. But I think that a lot of the continuity that you talk about, though, has to do with the fact that they're actually acknowledging that these people were NXT and not trying to change it. But this is another thing when it comes to Vince type of shit, is that you went and took NXT, what Triple H transformed from FCW, you went and took it, and you basically were doing the whole premise of what NXT was. You were doing the whole premise of it, but you called it NXT 2.0. And because you put your mark on it, then it was like, okay, you can start mentioning NXT. That's the egotistical shit when it comes with him. That's the egotistical shit that's always gotten on my nerves.
I will
because
say this.
You had a lot of talent, but you had a lot of talent coming out of NXT when NXT was like hot, 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 that he destroyed. Look at Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. It's taken them a while to really get their footing on the main roster. And their transition from NXT to the main roster was not smooth. That's all I'm saying.
I think that had a lot to do with, you know, Vince getting control. And I feel like Vince has always... Wrestling, I think we all have to agree, wrestling is a better place without Vince McMahon. Let's put aside the shit that he's done and being accused of. I mean, like we said earlier in the, during the introduction, we've always known Vince is a freak. But I feel like wrestling is in such a better place, you know, especially WWE. Obviously, Vince only affected WWE, but with Triple H in charge, wrestling's in a way better place. I'm not going to say Triple H is booked perfect, but you know the product is watchable. It was at a point where when Vince was in charge, I didn't want to tune into Monday Night Raw.
Wrestling was pure background noise. It was background noise.
I did not, you know, every now and then, you know, they come up with a big story, but you know, but let's get into these Stand and Deliver predictions. Throw them at me. You want to go?
All right,
you can go last on
okay
the NXT predictions.
So the Metaphor is going to be hosting. The match that's going to be in the countdown show is going to be Joe Gacy versus the returning Sean Spears, who we formerly know as the Perfect 10.
Ty Dillinger. There we go. Yes. I'm happy how they brought him back as Sean Spears, because I feel like, you know, I feel like he reinvented himself for sure, you know, when he went to AEW. So, you know, I like the whole Sean Spears thing, because he left as the Perfect 10, you know. He really wasn't getting that much shine. And then he went to AEW, you know. He did some stuff. I'm not even going to lie to you. I know that he hit Cody in the head with a chair, but I don't know much else about that because, you know, we're a wrestling podcast, but I'm more of a WWE guy. So
that's fine. I didn't watch much of his
I didn't watch much of his AEW work.
Totally agree. I don't AEW either.
Since we're going rapid fire with the NXT, so.
Rapid fire.
I'm going to go Sean Spears.
Sean Spears.
I think he'll get the win. He just came back. So, yeah, I think they'll give him the win.
All right. Next, we got Thea Hale, Fallon Henley, and Kalani Jordan taking on JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame? Let's go with that.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't really care for this match. But I really like Thea Hale. So, I'm going to go Team Thea Hale.
Oh, Thea's going against JC. They're not friends no more. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that was coming.
Yeah. All right. We'll save the best match for last. The NXT North American Championship match. I'm going to go with Team Thea as well. Kalani Jordan, fun fact, goes out with Carmelo Hayes. That's the girl with the curly hair.
Yeah.
And then the other girl goes out with Trick Williams, Lash Girl from Metaphor. Anyway.
Yes. We saw him kiss on NXT a couple weeks ago, and yes. I love how.
Yes, so that is.
You know, he's like, yo, you gotta get my girl in this. Yeah, I fuck with it, man.
I like how you putting your girl on. Put your girl on.
I'm all for the black power couples in wrestling. Wrestling is a better place with black.
Absolutely. North American Championship match, Obafemi versus Dijak versus Josh Briggs. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Obi. Character is, you know, I really like him, and I feel like he's really good in the ring. Josh Briggs, you know, what does Big E say? Big meaty men slapping me. That is what this triple threat is going to be. Big meaty men slapping me. And it matches it. I feel like it ended up being the second best match on the show, because we all know we're going to talk about it in a second. Best match, but I'm...
All right. So then we have the tag team championship. I'm going with Obi. Is his name whatever? Obi. I'm going with the champ. The champ's going to retain.
Yeah, and we mean no disrespect. We just, you know.
No disrespect. Yeah. NXT Tag Team Championship match, the Wolf Dogs versus Axiom versus Nathan Frazier. I know that I just want to go first on this one. I know that what's his name? Bron Breakker is on the main roster now, but I think the Wolf Dogs are going to retain, because there's nothing with the other team that's really, you know, standing out to me. So I'm going with the Wolf Dogs.
This is where we're going to disagree. I'm going to go with Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Because I believe after WrestleMania, I think Braun is going to be, you know, permanently on SmackDown. So, okay. And I've also, you know, read reports, you know, that Axiom and Nathan Frazier, you know, they've gotten a lot of praise for their in-ring work. And, you know, I think it'll be cool to see Nathan Frazier and Axiom win. You pin Baron Corbin. And, you know, Bron Breakker moves up to the main roster permanently.
And then what happens with Baron?
I mean, Baron Corbin, in my opinion, has always been, you know, I mean, at times I feel like Money in the Bank, I was okay with that. Like, I was okay with him being, you know, having a world championship run one day. Right. You know, and obviously he never got that. you know, for whatever reason. But Baron Corbin's reinventing his character. I feel like I don't see him as a main event level talent on the main roster. Braun Breaker is a main event level talent. Braun Breaker is a future world champion. Braun Breaker is amazing. The fact that Braun Breaker has stayed in NXT this long.
Yes, that is true.
The hell out of me. Because he's main roster ready. I'm thinking, you know, gone are the days of when an NXT champion would lose his belt and move directly up to the main roster. Maybe get a rematch. And I'm like, I mean, I'm okay with them keeping Braun in NXT because he's been on TV. If you didn't have anything for Braun on the main roster, you keep him in NXT, keep him on TV, keep making him look strong, as opposed to you moving him up to the main roster and not having anything for him to do. Right. So I'm like, you know,
I'm going that they're going to retain.
You're going with that they're going to retain.
Because I still think that he, because he's a tag team champion and he's holding the title, he has the flexibility to go between brands.
Yeah, because we've already seen him debut on SmackDown. So I won't be surprised if that happens, but, you know, I'm going to go with Nathan Frazier and ask him.
All right. NXT Women's Championship match, Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez.
I'm going Roxanne. I love her. I love how she's been as a heel since she's turned. You know, and I'm gonna go with Roxanne. I think it's time for her to reclaim that belt. I don't think it makes much sense. I don't see her moving up, you know, in the immediate future. I feel like she's still, you know, her heel character can flourish in NXT before, you know, they bring her up. So I'm gonna go with Roxanne. I think she'll get the belt.
All right, and then the NXT Championship match.
Yo, you're skipping your picks, Lakia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going with Lyra to retain because I think that Roxanne may be moving up.
I wouldn't be surprised by it. Listen, these matches, I don't disagree with any of your picks. You know, we're just opposite on them.
Yeah, so I think she might be moving up, but I kind of want Roxanne to retain because I think that a heel NXT Women's Champion.
Roxanne.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm saying to be the champ. I would like for Roxanne to get back in that. Oh, well, my bad. I would like for Roxanne to be the champ again because I think having a heel Women's Champion would be nice.
Yeah. You know what they always say about wrestling, and it really, like, what about it makes the most sense. The money's always in the baby face chasing it.
Makes for that story.
But the baby face chasing, you know, a heel champ always makes for a good story. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with Roxanne because I think it might be refreshing to have another. Because I'll be honest, I'm not checking for Lyra as champion. I get the whole thing, the story that she had with Becky. I enjoyed that angle. But I'm over it. So I'm going to go with, I could see her retaining, but who do I want to win? I want Roxanne to win. As for the NXT Championship match, Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo, I'm going to say Ilya retains.
I am also going to say Ilya retains. I love Tony D'Angelo, though. His character has grown on me so much, and I love the family, too, so...
I like how in the story they shifted it to he kind of got away and like started doing the whole tag team thing. And it's like, nah, I'm really like, you know, the head of this family type thing. So I really do like that. And I like how he is in this main title picture because it's been a long time coming. So congrats to him for being in this match.
I'm going to go with Dragunov too, but I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if Tony D'Angelo won. Because Dragunov is another guy that I'm looking at like, yo, this could be a call-up.
And I don't think so yet. I don't think so yet because I don't think his work is done with Trick or Carmelo for that. Let's get into Trick Williams versus Carmelo.
We'll get into Trick versus Carmelo, which I want to talk about. Look, this will probably be the time that we spent the NXT match that we spend the most time talking about.
So, yeah,
Who do you
Trick
have?
Williams versus Carmelo. I think that Trick needs this win.
I feel like Trick needs to win too, and I feel like Trick is going to get the win because Carmelo is similar to the Bron Breakker thing. I think this is the end for Carmelo in NXT. We've seen all that we need to see. He's done it all in NXT, and I feel like he's going to put Trick over in a big way on the way out. And I will say, the reason why I love this match so much is obviously it's the first time that two black men, we saw two black women, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, but this is the first time two black men are going to headline a pay-per-view on WrestleMania weekend. And that video package that they ran a couple weeks ago was phenomenal with Trick and Carmelo. And Trick going to his back to Philly. And, you know, the story is, you know, pretty great. You know, Philly is where he played his last snap of football with the Eagles. And, you know, I feel like, you know, moving forward, I feel like you're right. I feel like the man to take the title off of Dragunov is going to eventually be Trick Williams. I feel like the Dragunov and Carmelo thing is done because I think that we're going to see Trick, Carmelo move up to the main roster as well, similar to Baron Corbin. And because Carmelo's done all there is to do in NXT.
Yeah. It's good that if this is his last match in NXT for it to be against his bro, I really like it. It's a storybook ending.
Yeah. And
It's a storybook ending.
Trick and Carmelo they deserve the main event. There's no other match to main event NXT stand and deliver. And the minute Carmelo turned on Trick, I said to myself, this is going to main event NXT takeover stand and deliver. It's similar to those. It gives me, is there a stipulation on this match or no? It's just regular one-on-one.
No, it doesn't say no stipulation.
I feel like this is a match that definitely could have used the stipulation.
I quit.
But all that leads me to what you're saying. Like, maybe since this is a standard one-on-one, maybe it's not the end. We've seen superstars pull double duty before. So Carmelo could get called up to the main roster and have another one-off match and put Trick over twice, make Trick look even stronger. But, this is the match on the NXT card that I'm most certain about. Trick is gonna defeat Carmelo.
I agree.
All right, WrestleMania. You
WrestleMania
ready?
Night one. Woo! Night one, night one, night one. Triple H announced the matches. We're gonna do night one. We're gonna do night two. The one that we're most looking forward to, the one that we're least looking forward to. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Night one, I do think that night one has the better match card. You can let me know once we get through everything. First match, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
This is like the thing that I love about this WrestleMania, there's so many unpredictable matches where it's like it could go either way and I could find a reason to explain, I think either team will win. But I'm gonna say that Santos and Dominic win.
And I'm saying the same thing because I don't feel like. I'm gonna let you go. Because I have so many thoughts.
I don't feel like Ray should. We saw him beat Dominic last year. I think Dominic should, and I don't care if there's shenanigans or some cheating shit. I feel like Dominic should pin Ray. I also saw how mad Carlito looked, you know.
No, Carlito's going to be the reason. Carlito's better as a heel. Going to be the reason they lose because what I'm thinking is that they're going to now be the Legado del Fantasma is going to be what we wanted LWO to be.
I can see that. Yeah.
And I think that Dominic could very well be joining that faction.
Because I feel like they're planting the seeds for Dominic for the Judgment Day to kind of split. And I feel like the Judgment Day split is coming soon because Rhea's over. People want to cheer Rhea.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll get to the Rhea and Becky match, but people want to cheer Rhea Ripley. People don't want to boo Rhea Ripley anymore.
No,
you know
they what I'm love saying? Her. They really love her.
Rhea's
they're
over.
Really behind her.
Rhea's over. You put somebody like Dom with, you know, Legado Fantasma. I feel like, you know, you get a
not
whole...
to be stereotypical, but it works.
It works. It works. It works.
It works. Dom is a heel, and Santos is an amazing heel.
I never really liked Santos as a baby, face.
I didn't either. I understood the respect aspect of it.
I understood the respect, and I feel like he played a baby face as well as he possibly could. And you know his respect for Rey Mysterio, you know, it all made sense because, you know, he's a luchador. He wrestled in a mask. So, you know, Rey Mysterio was legendary.
Right. It worked at that time.
But for that match, I'm going to go Dominic and Santos.
For sure. I also saw some comments on Twitter of people saying that Twitter X, whatever, is still Twitter. I saw some comments of people saying that this should have been a faction versus faction match. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't really agree with that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the other members of both LWO and Legado, but I feel like if you put all these faction members in, the waters kind of get muddy. And then you take away attention from, you know, the story of...
The true story?
The story of Rey going up against Santos, who he, you know, respected and who, you know, turned
on. Who was
on.
Like, I'm going to treat you like my real dad.
and you know, going against Dominic, who, you know, we've all seen Dominic be a piece of shit to his father. So I feel like if you put faction versus faction, you kind of muddy those waters. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Dragon Lee is amazing. He's phenomenal. I'm happy as hell that he's getting a Mania match, you know? So
I'm glad that he's doing something on the main roster because I'm not going to lie. I was a little worried.
Yes.
When he moved up, I was a little worried. I was like, because he's definitely like cruiserweight. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes cruiserweights get lost in the shuffle of everyone else. Carlito has had a very underwhelming return. And I think that him doing the heel turn, which everyone at this point is expecting, it's Carlito for crying out loud. I just think that it could work. All right, now for a match that I'm really, really excited for because I love my black girls. I love my melanin magic. Seeing representation as a black woman in WWE will always make my heart smile. And we have Bianca Belair, Mrs. WrestleMania, I like to call her, because she's won 3 straight and she's going to win a 4th one. Bianca Belair is teaming up with the returning Naomi and the WrestleMania debut of Jade Cargill to take on Damage Control's Dakota Kai and the women's tag team champions Asuka and Kairi Sane. I am going with my girls, Jade, Bianca, and Naomi. I think this is a great way to bring Jade into the fold, to have her training with the likes of Naomi and Bianca. This is also a great way to get Bianca on the card and have it tie into a story that she was already a part of, because she's not doing this for Bayley. She's doing this for Naomi. Her beef with Damage Control runs deep. So it's like to have Jade come out and behind the scenes, she's friends with Naomi. I think that down the line, we're going to get the match with Bianca and Jade. I think that Jade is going to be the face. I could listen. There's a lot of elements of Bianca turning heel. It could happen. I know that a lot of people are saying that they're going to do the John Cena route. I'm not talking about Thuganomics John Cena, but you know, like Cena, Super Cena. To have her go that route and never ever be heel. But I mean, it could work. We saw elements of that when she was in NXT. So there's been so many times that I'm like, go ahead, y'all. Like, let's make it happen. This could be the time. But I think down the line that we're going to have a face-off between Bianca and Jade, Naomi in the mix. It's really nice. And what I've noticed about SmackDown as far as the newest acquisitions is that it's kind of like old times when SmackDown came up. It kind of feels like the new kids on the block go to SmackDown. You get what I'm saying? Like Bron Breakker and Tiffany Stratton, now Jade Cargill. All these people are on SmackDown. I don't know what they're saving Raw for when it's three hours, but it's like, I don't know. Sometimes SmackDown just seems like a faster pace to me, aside from having the Bloodline take up an hour at times. So that could be why it's a faster pace.
I personally don't think any wrestling show should be 3 hours. That's just way too much wrestling to sit through. Yeah. Now, I'm cool with, like, if you do special Raws and stuff like that that are 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, the Raw after Mania being 3 hours. Okay.
Yeah, or the Go
Raw,
Home show.
You Raw know 30. Yeah, things like that. The Go Home show to a marquee one. It can't be every pay-per-view.
Yeah, it can't be every
Go Home show. It would have to be the Big Four.
The Big Four. I consider it a Big Five now. I throw Money in the Bank in there.
Really?
Money in the Bank is Money
out
in the
of
Bank
all
is,
of them? Out money of in all the, of them, you throw in Money in the Bank?
I feel like Money in the Bank has become a marquee pay-per-view. But for my prediction on this match, I'm going with Jay, Bianca, and Naomi. They're not gonna have Jade lose her debut match. I feel like they want to keep it up that Bianca's undefeated at WrestleMania. That's another storyline that they could tie into. And
absolutely.
You know, I'm happy Naomi's getting this spotlight because, you know, people were talking about when she came back, you know, a couple weeks ago, she didn't get an entrance on SmackDown, and there was, you know, people talking about that, but I'm happy that she's getting a marquee match at WrestleMania. I'm going to go Jade, Bianca, you know, Naomi, like I said, and Jade's going to get the pinfall for her team because I feel like it's her debut match. Jade is going to get the pinfall. I don't feel like it should be Bianca or Naomi. I feel like Jade.
I thought if anybody was going to get it, it was going to be Bianca.
No, I feel
to
like
really put
be.
The nail in the coffin on the damage control saga that she's been a part of.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go with Jade.
I'm gonna go with Jade.
That's fine.
Sure. Yeah,
that's fine. All right, cool. All right, we're two for two on this. All right, now the 6-pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. They are separating the titles. So after one tag team title is grabbed, the match is going to continue for the other set of tag team titles. I think that they should go back to the WWE Championship, like Tag Team Championships, and the WWE World Tag Team Championships because there's no longer brand specific titles. So if we're moving in that direction, it needs to be the same for the tag team titles.
Yes.
So we
I
have
agree.
We have the titles are on the line. They're going to be separated. We have the champions, Judgment Day, Damian Priest and Finn Balor versus the Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth versus DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa versus New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus New Catch Republic. I hate the name. I preferred their other one. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate versus A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. Who do you have for the SmackDown side winning and who do you have for the Raw side winning?
So they have New Catch Republic, Waller, and Theory, right?
Yes, to my knowledge, yes.
I'm going to go.
Yes.
And they've said that the match is going to continue for the other set of belts.
Whichever one is grabbed, the other one is still up for grabs. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go. I'll go Waller and Theory for SmackDown.
That's okay.
because I think they'll give the spotlight to them over New Catch Republic, because I feel like they'll have a SmackDown team grab the SmackDown titles.
Right.
And for the Raw tag team titles, I'm gonna go Awesome Truth.
That's literally my same prediction.
Yeah. Now don't get me wrong.
That's literally my same prediction.
Awesome, I feel like it'll be a Zack Ryder situation. Awesome Truth is gonna they're gonna drop the titles immediately, very quickly. Okay, but I feel like R-Truth has given so much to the business. I feel like, you know, he's obviously he doesn't look like he's nearing the end, but R-Truth is, you know, he's not
R-Truth has been in the game for so long. He's coming off a injury that could have really put the end to his career. How he's been able to just literally jump back in, kind of like for how the Bloodline had Sami Zayn, R-Truth has been that in connection to Judgment Day. But he's just like that in general. But I'm just talking about how they just put him back in and how it was with, you know, recent storylines. But I think it's going to be like a fluke type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to accidentally get the title.
They're going to have it be something stupid.
It's going to be something wacky. But as far as A-Town Down Under, I could so see them getting presented with the new belts and, you know, them feuding with someone like Pretty Deadly, New Catch Republic. Like, I know that I've also been seeing comments of people saying, no, don't separate the titles because there's not enough depth. I think that there's plenty of depth on the SmackDown roster and in the tag team division in general. We just don't really get to experience it because they want to center it around. When you got the same titles and the same people, you don't really get to see what else is out there. But there's tag teams, and I think that separating it just gives more tag teams more shine. Because over on SmackDown, you got to remember, we got Authors of Pain. We got the Street Profits. You know, there's a lot of teams that can still get to this title now that it's going to be separated. So I'm going to give it to, in the order that you said, for Raw, Awesome Truth, and for SmackDown, A-Town Down Under, but definitely need to rename the titles back to non-brand specific. So WWE Tag Team and WWE World Tag Team, with how you have the other ones. Next up, we have Brother versus Brother, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. I'm going with main event Jey Uso on this one. Who do you got?
I'm gonna go with main event Jey Uso as well. I'm psyched for the match. Like, I'm very excited for this match, but I feel like this is one of my like slam dunk picks. I'd be very surprised if Jey didn't get the win, but I'm kind of disappointed in WWE because I feel like they built Jey up. They've made Jey seem important, even though, you know,
and they made Jimmy look super goofy, like goofier than usual.
Yes, goofy. They've made Jimmy look very goofy. Like, the whole reason in Jimmy going back to the Bloodline made absolutely no sense because he's the one who super kicked Roman in the face in the first place.
The only way that they can clean that up for me is if he ends up costing Roman the title. That's the only way.
That makes sense to me.
I don't know what else they're gonna do.
I'm gonna go with Jey. This is one of my slam dunk picks. You know, Jey's gonna get the win.
All right, Intercontinental Championship match: Gunther, my favorite, versus Sami Zayn. Gunther's gonna retain. This is a joke.
I feel like
to me.
Gunther's gonna retain. Don't say it's a joke. Sami Zayn, you can't have Sami Zayn.
No, okay. Sami's not a joke to me. This match is a joke to me. It's a joke. I'm sorry. It's a joke.
I don't
It's not my like. It's not my fault match. That it's a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
For Gunther, this is the perfect match for Gunther.
So who would you have?
They could have just did another triple threat. You don't think Chad Gable should have been in this match?
I feel like Chad Gable should definitely be on the WrestleMania card. I feel like him getting left off is
That's all I'm saying. I still think he would lose.
Gunther is a beast. I feel like him getting left off the WrestleMania card is a travesty because Chad Gable has done some of his best work. But I wouldn't be surprised if Chad Gable was the one
that cost Sammy the match.
The Intercontinental Championship.
And then he turns heel.
Because if you've seen, they've been keeping Chad Gable away from Otis and Maxxine Dupri. We haven't seen Chad Gable around, you know, Tozawa and
fucking... But if they're going to turn him heel, then it has to be good. Like, don't do something stupid like y'all did with him in the past. Like, what was that heel gimmick he had where he was just, like, silent or some shit? You know what I'm talking about? It was weird. Anyway, it was weird.
I don't really remember the gimmick, but they made Chad Gable do a whole bunch of weird stuff. They once were calling him Shorty G.
Oh, that is remember right. That? They did call that him was that. Real bad. Yeah, that wasn't good. No. All right. Next up, we have the Women's World Championship match, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I don't see Rhea dropping to Becky. I just don't see it. What are your thoughts? What you got?
I don't see Rhea dropping to Becky, and I believe that this crowd is going to heavily favor Rhea. I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a 70-30 split. I mean, Becky's Becky, so she's always going to get cheered, but I don't think
it's going to be as much as we think.
I don't think Becky needs to beat Rhea. I think Rhea needs to retain. I feel like Rhea hasn't, in my opinion, during her title reign, Rhea's had some good matches, but she hasn't had that big one win over, I feel like, that main event level superstar.
But I think she's also on the same path of Bianca, because I think that eventually we're going to get like a huge Bianca versus Rhea feud down the line when they end up on the same brand again. We almost had that, but then Rhea ended up getting injured. But I think it's going to be a matter of I did everything that you've done. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bianca still has to become a tag team champion, which she could do in this angle that she's in now. Also, she needs to become NXT Women's Champion. And I don't think that she's been, you know, with this new title or whatever. The WWE Women's Championship, the Raw Women's Championship counts as the WWE Women's Championship. It was just renamed. But
EO won it from Bianca, so it was the Raw Women's Champion for over a year. SmackDown, yeah. They renamed that belt, and Rhea was the SmackDown Women's Champion, and they renamed
because she won the belt off of Charlotte. Yeah. And then when the draft happened,
and I'm so happy that they didn't do that dumb shit where they just make them switch titles.
Smart. So it's like I don't know. We'll see what they do with Bex. We'll see. They were also talking, I've seen people talk about like adding in a mid-card title. I don't think the women's division is ready for that.
Me neither. They can't even support the women's tag team title. How the hell are they going to support
the women's tag team championships that for the second year in a row are not on the card? The champions are on the card, but the championship is not on the card.
Yeah, I don't know. That says a lot. Like, if you really want to establish a belt, you
got to put it on the card.
Yeah. You really have to put it on the card. So
next up, the last match, the main event for night one, The Rock, the final boss, and the undisputed Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, to take on Cody Rhodes and the World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins. There's a lot of layers in this match. A lot of layers. First, let's start off with the fact that the freaking Nightmare Team were once freaking enemies. Cody Rhodes comes back to the WWE, has an impromptu match with Seth Rollins. They go on to have a trilogy of matches in which Seth Rollins is swept. He is swept. 0-3 by Cody Rhodes.
I feel like that's something that, you know, not enough people are paying attention to. Like,
Seth always gets his lick back. I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying. He always gets his lick back. Always.
Always. Always. And it's like,
so you have that one layer, right? You have that one. That's just one layer. One layer. Okay. Cody and Seth. Night. I call them frenemies. Okay. But then you got Seth and Roman. We know the story of Seth and Roman with the Shield, the backstabbing, getting back together, their whole brotherhood in the business, one topping the other at the, literally, they're going at a rampant speed. The both of them, they are both Grand Slam champions. They've done all that you can in WWE. But Seth also never lost to Roman during this reign, right? If anyone gets under Roman Reigns' skin, it's Seth Rollins. Seth does it. But then we have The Rock come in. We know The Rock's connection to Roman. That's your family. Okay. But then The Rock has beef with Cody, but we thought that Cody was letting The Rock take his spot to have Rock and Roman go one-on-one. And a lot of people don't want Seth in this match. They thought that if Seth was going against CM Punk, that Seth wouldn't even be near this match. I feel like anytime someone is going against Roman Reigns and they're teaming up and they need a tag team partner, Seth Rollins is also always a great choice because the story is already built.
Yeah, the story is built.
The
like,
story is there. Like, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to. You know who I am.
Yeah, and the story.
You know Roman, who I am.
Roman and Seth going against each other.
I'll never get tired of it.
With each other,
I'll never get tired
always,
of it.
It's always going to make sense to me.
I'll never get tired of it. It, cool. I get it. So when people are like, I don't know why. If you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you because it makes sense. Seth is doing just fine in this match. So my question to you is, who do you think is going to win, and how does this affect night two?
If I've got to pick a team to win, this is one of the matches on the show that I'm conflicted on the most, because it's like what happens in night one will heavily affect what happens in night two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm like, I'm so conflicted on, like, you know, the only person who's not fighting on night two is The Rock. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, you've got Cody going into a main event match against Roman.
Event match on night one.
Yes. You've got Seth in a marquee match on night two against Drew.
And honestly and truly, I feel like they do some fuck shit and have that match start off the show.
I feel like they will.
I'm not even joking. Like, Seth is usually put in matches like that. If you look at like his history, he goes early on in shows.
But I feel like Seth's a great tone setter, though. And I feel I don't know how Drew's gonna feel about starting night one, but I feel like Seth is gonna give no fucks because.
Well, it's gonna be night two.
Night two. I feel like Seth is gonna give no fucks. He got his main event match.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I get to end one night and then I'm starting the next one. Like, yeah. As I was saying about the match, like, it's like, yo, this is a match where I don't want to see either four of these men take the pin. Because I don't want to see The Rock take the pin in his first match in over a decade. Well, his first real match. I know he had that shit with Eric Rowan, you know, like 8 years ago. But, you know, God rest Bray Wyatt's soul. You know, that was like an impromptu. And I'm happy that they didn't make Bray take the pin that night. That would have been awful. But
in hindsight, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. My prediction for this match is... And mind you guys, I've thought about this all week and I haven't been able to come to a conclusion. But I'm going to go with The Rock and Roman Reigns.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts. This one has really, it's really stumped me. It stumped me. But don't think this match is going to be long. I think the entrances will be longer than the match. The combined entrances will be longer than the match. Being that the Usos are fighting on night one.
I feel like the Usos would be a great show starter.
The Usos are starting on night one. And I think that putting them on very, very early... Like, just imagine Jay's music, right? Boom. You're going to get the crowd locked in. Because Jay's going to have everybody like, okay. Because I don't know who else on this card for night one would really be interesting to start it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to have something that's high energy to get people involved. I think that Uso versus Uso should... You know, have bloodline start, have bloodline end. Which would make sense when you have Seth and Drew start night two and then have the two top titles be the book, like one book in and the other on night two. But I don't think The Rock came to lose, but I also don't think that there is going to be a definitive winner.
I don't think you can have a main event of WrestleMania without a definitive taking the pin.
I don't know if there's going to be a definitive winner.
I'm about 99% sure. You can't in your biggest pay-per-view of the year, and you know, even though it's night one, not a definitive winner. The way that they promoted
this match,
there's going to be a winner. Stop chickening out and pick a winner. Because that's what I think you're trying to do right now.
Oh my God. I have to pick a winner. All right.
Because I was going to say I don't have a winner. And I swallowed my pride and picked one. Don't take the easy way out.
Rock did not come to lose. I don't know if he's going to win and then turn on Roman. I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But I don't think it's going to be The Rock wins and Roman something. Something's going to happen. That's it. I'm choosing the same thing you did.
Okay. All right. I'm just happy that you made a choice, sister. I'm just happy that you made a choice.
I do think the match is going to be short and chaotic.
Yeah. I don't know how short. Like you said, the entrances are going to be longer than the match. I would not be surprised at all.
When I say short and chaotic, like maybe the match is like 10 minutes, but you got Solo coming out. So I feel like there's going to be a little bit of Solo's gonna come out, Jimmy's gonna come out, Jay's gonna come out, Drew could come out, CM Punk could come out. It could be a lot of chaos. They also talked about Stone Cold Steve Austin coming out. They mentioned Stone Cold and John Cena. I don't think John Boy needs to be a part of this match.
I don't feel like Stone. I mean, Stone Cold would only make
Stone sense. Cold Stone is an equalizer to Rock. That's it. That's it. He's just an equalizer to The Rock, in my opinion.
I feel like they might save some of that craziness for night two main event, but we'll get there, you know, as we talk about night two, which we should get into. We've got Rock.
We're done with night one. All right, night two, we have Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, who are known as the Pride. They're known as the Pride. And Sunday night two, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, also known as the Pride, taking on the Final Testament, Karrion Kross and Authors of Pain. Who do you have?
I'm going to go, well, first off, I want to start off by, I'm just happy that they didn't try to leave my,
Bobby Lashley off of two WrestleMania.
Because Bobby Lashley is one of those guys who should always be. I'm going to go with Bobby and the Street Profits.
That's literally what I call them. You're not going to get me to call them the Pride.
I'm going to go with Bobby and the Street Profits.
And this better not be no pre-show shit. Triple H, if you said this is on the fucking main card, make it on the main card. Bobby ain't no pre-show nigga.
Yeah, Bobby ain't no pre-show nigga. Neither are the Street Profits. I don't know about the motherfuckers on the other side. But I know Bobby and the Street Profits, they ain't pre-show. They made the main event, put some
respect on their name. Put some respect on Bobby. Period. So yeah, I'm going with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits for sure. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. A heel AJ Styles.
Listen, I tell you this one thing, bro. One thing about AJ Styles since the start of his career in WrestleMania has more times than not delivered when it comes to these Mania matches. And I feel like, I'm going to be real with you, I've never really watched, and you know, I know people love him, I've never watched a great LA Knight match. Ooh. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this will probably be LA Knight's best WrestleMania match. It's his first one-on-one match at WrestleMania, and I feel like you can't ask for a better dance partner than AJ Styles.
A veteran like AJ Styles.
AJ Styles is one of the greatest performers. So, I'm going to go with LA Knight, though. I feel like LA Knight benefits more from a win, and I feel like AJ's a made man. AJ's one of those guys who tonight in 2 months be fighting for a world title.
He's always gonna be in the title picture for that one.
I'm gonna go AJ.
I'm going LA Knight.
No, I mean I'm going LA. I'm going LA Knight. We're on the same page.
I'm going LA Knight because I know that for AJ, he wants this because wasn't he injured last year?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like that's like what he really wants is to, you know, get back. Because when you win at WrestleMania, that kind of like is the reset button and it solidifies you to get back into some type of title picture, right? Because it's like, I won at Mania. What did you do? I want LA Knight to win. LA Knight has fallen short a lot this year. So I just want him to get a win. I really do. And AJ has had his Mania moments. AJ's LA Knight, for him to be having a match that's not a title match, which is fine, but to have a Mania moment and then to have his music hit at the end in the LA, you know what I'm saying? The crowd's going to go nuts. It's going to be a huge pop. And the story that they've been building around these two has been really good. It's very Triple H-esque with LA Knight showing up to AJ's. It's showing up to showing up to AJ's house talking about, hello, I said it's on site. It's on site. It's funny. It's funny. I've enjoyed watching it and going back and watching the clips. I've enjoyed it. So I think this is one that's underrated. As far as storylines, if people are not in tune with it. But yeah, I think it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be real good. And I'm giving it to LA Knight. Next up, we have the United States Championship match, which I honestly don't give a fuck about. I just feel like this was a way to get Randy on the card and to get Kevin Owens on the card. Not to say that the way that they connected them was stupid, because we know that Kevin Owens and Logan have been having some issues for quite some time. And then what happened at, what was it, Elimination Chamber with Randy and Logan. I don't see Logan dropping the title, though. Let's also not forget that Logan's going to have the prime drink in the middle of the ring for WrestleMania and all other
PLEs. I just want to say this on the Half Right podcast right now. Prime is fucking disgusting. It's some of the worst shit I've ever tasted in my fucking life. Oh my God. The taste of Prime makes me dislike Logan Paul. That's enough to make me dislike him for life.
Yeah, I don't drink that kind of stuff.
Prime is fucking disgusting. It's fucking... It is ridiculously bad. No, Lakia. It's my life.
Really?
I have drank the Prime energy drinks before. And they're not the...
Okay, so the energy drinks are okay, but you're saying the water? Is it water?
No, the fuck... Put like Gatorade or whatever, or fucking, you know, like some of the body armor and shit.
Okay, but it's no, one but
it's fucking nasty.
Okay,
it's fucking disgusting, bro. It's like it's so bad that the energy drink that fucking bad.
Oh my God!
Like if you told me,
well,
if you told me either drink Prime or die of thirst, I'm gonna drink the Prime, but I'm gonna. It's going to take a long time for me to actually drink it.
Okay. Well, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Logan to retain as well.
Yeah.
I feel like Logan will probably drop the belt, you know, a little bit. And I can see him dropping it to either KO or Randy, but I feel like at Mania, it's going to be some shit. Pain. I feel like
the pain
and you know, that'll be that.
Or he's gonna, like, Randy's gonna hit a accidental RKO on Kevin Owens, and
I don't think
meant for Logan. And then
I don't know how you hit an accidental RKO. You got a size who you about
no,
to
like I
RKO
mean, like no,
on.
But I mean, like I feel like Logan, he's gonna try to do it on Logan, but then. You know what I'm like?
He's gonna get
Logan.
He's gonna get pushed into KO and just RKO.
I just see it. I don't think it's gonna be his intentions or whatever or someone's gonna roll into the ring like the other guy. Like you know how he's okay. What's gonna make more sense is Logan's friend that always jumps into his matches.
KSI.
He'll pop up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think accidental RKO.
It's not an accidental RKO. Yeah. The stunner, the stunner's not accidental either. No, that's not accidental either. No.
You can hit an accidental spear.
Yeah, accidental spear.
You're not hitting no accidental RKO.
Randy's going to catch someone out of nowhere. How about that? That makes more sense.
I feel like it's going to be a great match because
Logan can go in the ring. He can go in the ring. That's just what it is.
Logan can go in the ring. Logan's matches are always good because he don't wrestle all the time and his matches are heavily rehearsed.
Yeah.
You know, those matches being heavily rehearsed gives him an opportunity, put the best show on. So
yeah. He's a high flyer. It's going to be some high flying. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good
match. As Booker T likes to say, it's going to be good.
All right, so what we got next?
We have the WWE Women's Championship match, the champion Io Sky versus Bayley.
Any other year, I would have really been pushing for Bayley to get the main event because she won the Royal Rumble. We got to stop gets the main event at WrestleMania. We've seen so many times that listen, WrestleMania is two nights. There's only two main events.
Yeah.
Don't guarantee somebody the main. You know
it
what
has
I'm saying?
It has to be. Let's say that it's based on story.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because so, you know when you when they created the Royal Rumble, it was never created for the women to have a Royal Rumble, right? But then women wrestling just got stronger and better. And it deserved a Royal Rumble of its own. But then it's like, that means we got to get. And it's not to say, you know, like when Bianca and Sasha did it, that was huge. That was a moment. But the story was different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the fact that they were Black women also got them that main event as well. Because you're making history. And you know, WWE is really one about making history.
I love the match. And I was so happy to see them get the main event. But they had a shit build up to their match at WrestleMania.
No, but 30. But that's why I said that I think that it was more so about
history. Yes,
history, because that's what WWE likes to do.
That was the last time that we saw the woman who won the Royal Rumble get the main event, because at 38, Ronda won the Rumble.
And, Ronda had no damn business winning that fucking Rumble.
I also agree.
And Brock didn't have no damn business winning that fucking Rumble either. That shit pissed me off. Moving on. You did not have to have them win.
For this match, you know, it's Bayley's moment. Bayley's gonna beat EO, and you know, story. I feel like it's been one of the best on TV. Believe it or not, I'm looking forward to Rhea and Becky. I'm looking forward to Rhea and Becky.
Because you know why? You know why? Because the story is there. When you have the story, you're going to look forward to it more. The story is built for Bayley brought. I'm not going to say that. She brought EO back into the fold, but she put EO up there. You know what I'm saying? If you watch NXT, you watch NXT, but her being a part of Damage Control has only been an asset to her career. You know what I'm saying? Bayley building Damage Control and the work that she's done with Damage Control is one for the books. Much respect to Bayley, and I've always shitted on Bayley. Because to me, she was always the weakest out of the four horsewomen. But knowing
knowing
and seeing the work was,
three. I've always enjoyed her. No disrespect. I love Becky Lynch, but
seeing the work that she's doing in the women's division, I'm not even talking about the ring. I'm talking about just the women's division in general. Much respect to Bayley. Much respect. She deserves this moment. And I can't wait to see what these entrances are going to look like and what this gear is going to look like. But I'm definitely going with Bayley for this one. All right. Now, the two matches that are going to heavily depend on what happens night one. The first of the two is the World Heavyweight Championship match. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Who you got? Is Seth retaining or nah?
Listen, there's another one where I have to make a prediction. And if I have to make a prediction, I'm going to go with Drew.
Ooh, but I'm saying the same thing because I just think something's going to happen. I think there's going to be more interference. But go ahead.
But let me tell you something. I would also not be surprised if Andrew left WrestleMania as world champion. We see the man who's going to lose the ladder match on night one find a way with the world title, because Damian Priest has got to cash in somewhere, and I don't need him in the main event. I need him to cash in soon, because Damian, that contract running out. And I also feel like Damian is world champion. You know, I believe Seth is hurt. Seth is going to take time off after Mania. I believe Seth is going to go. Seth is going to go away for a little bit after WrestleMania. And I feel like with Damian Priest, you could do a bunch of cool storylines. Damian versus Finn, I feel like, is a big-time match, because they've been in the Judgment Day. They've been tag champs. I don't know who would necessarily play face in that role. I think Damian is a better heel.
Damian's going to play face. Damian's going to play Finn's face. Because Finn's going to...
Finn's jealous.
Yeah.
But I would like to see, I'd be cool. Yeah, I like that more. So,
because Damian's very like his swagger is just like inviting to be a face. I'm not saying that Finn can't do it. I just think Finn is a better heel. That's all.
And then you can also, if Damian's a face, you could also have him feud with Drew. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of storylines that could be told there. But I feel like I'm gonna go with Drew. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Damian Priest.
No surprise. I agree. I like that theory. I completely forgot about Damian Priest, because every cash-in attempt has been a failure. So... I forgot he still got the damn briefcase, but you're right. The clock is ticking. Tick tock, tick tock. So yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And honestly, it'll be good for, oh my God, do you know how much that's going to enrage Drew McIntyre? But I don't think he's going to cash in on Drew. I don't think it's going to be Drew to win. I think it's going to be Seth to win. And Seth is already so beat up that Damian's is going to win over Seth. I think he's gonna take it off Seth.
It would make more sense of Seth going by Finn, and then Drew and Finn, because we're seeing multiple storylines going on. Look at Seth feuding with the Bloodline, but he's also feuding with Drew
and CM Punk.
Most about it, the thing that I like most about the whole bringing up, like, you're like an old time, not stuff. Like, ever since Triple H has taken over, wrestling has made a lot more sense.
We're getting a lot of thought put into these stories.
Like, Drew, why would Drew trust Jey Uso? You cost me. You cost me the title. Why would I like you? I get why Bianca's not going to by damage control.
But she's helping Naomi.
She's helping Naomi, which makes sense. Come out and help Naomi. So, because sometimes faith, but now you say you're good, so I'm with you. But I'm happy that even better. It's all making more sense now. Like, but for that, you said, I'm going to go Drew, you go every scenario more. If Damon here, when are you going to crash? Like,
yeah.
You know,
this is the part he has to cash it in.
It's not left field. They could all always go with retains, right? Drew retains.
Seth retains.
Yeah, Seth retains. Mm. And then the next Drew come out and he beats the shit out of Seth. He beats the shit out of him.
What? They do that. Who did that? Somebody cashed
Batista
in that way.
And CM Punk.
Batista and CM Punk.
Batista came out and CM Punk cashed in to win his first title.
Okay.
We were watching that in mommy's room, like very, very many.
Okay.
It's so long.
Okay. No, but I knew. I was like, why does this sound familiar? Deja vu. So yeah. Okay. I like that. And last but not least.
These matches can go either way.
They could. I like Damian Priest being thrown into the mix, though. That's a solid one. It makes more sense for him to be thrown into the World Heavyweight Championship mix because stay away from the bloodline. It doesn't make sense to me. Him dethroning and being a part... No,
I don't want to. I don't need to
take the wind out of your sails.
I don't need to see him beat Cody.
No,
his story has always been about fashioning on the World Heavyweight Championship. I don't need to see a swerve.
Yeah, no, stay over there. Stay over there. Last but not,
I'm gonna bet against him again. Cody Rhodes is gonna win.
He said, "I'm gonna bet.
He's gonna win. He's leaving WrestleMania. WWE." Listen, bloodline rules, the match gonna be wild. I don't know who gonna show up. It's gonna be a whole bunch of shenanigans and I'm gonna be
Wait, bloodline rules for the Universal Championship match? I thought that was the tag match.
No, that's the stipulation. If they win, it'll be at Rock.
Oh, bloodline. Whoa.
So Rock and
Roman, my God.
Rock and Roman gonna win or not. And this, you know, like I said, I'm not okay with Cody being pinned. Matt. But what I would.
So you think Seth is going to take the pin?
No, I'm defending his world title. I don't need to see the world have. What I can see is The Rock pinning. Roman loses his belt, right? Roman loses his belt. I feel like because Rock and Roman is going to be a big match. And it's the thing is, we'll Rock versus Roman. Rock is the baby face. Roman as the.
It's going to be reversed.
The face. Roman's going to be the face because The Rock has been so good as a heel.
And I also feel like after they drop this documentary, people are like, damn, it's hard to hate this nigga now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He really is for the people. He's really for us.
I feel like I don't want to hear nobody say anything about Roman Reigns. Reign, no pun intended. Roman has elevated everyone he's worked with. No one has left a feud with off because they worked. Roman has made opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Roman has made opponents look strong. But at the end of the day, instead of lost to Roman, they weren't the guys who should have beat him in. Shenanigans and all. Roman story has been some of the best stuff on TV.
Cody to win,
but I'm scared of what comes next because Cody's whole run has been about finishing the story. That's been his identity.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you finish the story? Saying,
what are you going to do?
Your whole character has been about finishing the story, which is why, made so much sense. The more and more I look back at it, Roman beating Cody at Mania last year. Back to WWE, I'm going to finish a story like that. In sport, you know, you deal with overcome hurdles. So it actually made a lot of sense that he wasn't able to come back and topple Roman right away. Because his whole personality, his whole identity, is finishing that. So, Cody. But hats off to Roman Reigns. It's been an incredible reign. Roman should beat. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm, I'm listening.
lot of people are Roman. You're gonna have to edit that out. Rome. A lot of people are like Roman. Beat Hulk Hogan's reign, but it's like, yo, the record is Bruno Sammartino 9. He's not beating that record. Then what sense does it make for him to move in all time to longest
but reigning champion? I think they said that he's about to beat Hogan's record, like as of this weekend.
No, I don't think he would beat it this weekend.
Let's see.
Hogan's record.
Hogan's WrestleMania. No, not WrestleMania.
No,
he's gonna
beat the record for most main events this weekend.
Okay. 1,474 days. How long has Roman Reigns been champion? He's so close to beating Hogan's record, man. 1,310 days. Hogan is 1,474.
But I mean, what does that record mean? You beat Hogan, but you're never going to beat Bruno's.
I don't know if it's meant to beat Bruno. I think it's just to say, like, I'm better than... No disrespect to Bruno Sammartino, but Hulk Hogan is Hulk Hogan. You get what I'm saying?
I don't know whose idea was ever to let a man hold a WWE title for 9 years.
I don't know. They're probably dead.
They're probably dead, but they need to be kicked in the nuts because that's just fucking outrageous. I like records that are breakable.
You also got to remember that this wasn't like how it is now, right? They were going to different territories. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a different wrestling era then.
So who's your pick for the main event?
Roman.
Gonna retain.
Roman.
Did you picked against Roman last year with me?
I did.
Yes, you did. But you're not gonna pick against him this year. You're not gonna pick against
him. I'm not doing it this year, no. No. I do think it's going to be some fuckery and foolery. Listen, I think he's going to retain, but I won't be upset if he lost because the man has done his fucking job. Bravo.
And if someone's going to take the belt
off of him, Cody's not a bad choice. But the question does remain, what the fuck do you have next? Because you got to remember how they've built Cody, right? They've built him as this, like, this, you know, Captain America superhero type shit. Like, I fought Seth in Hell in a Cell with a torn pec. I fought Brock with a damn near broken arm. And I beat him. Like, I'm gonna finish the story for my dad. Rah, rah, rah. Like, it's always this happy-go-lucky shit. And it's like, Cody, what the fuck is next, bro? Because you talked about this whole finish the story for 2 years. You finished it. You can't talk about your daddy and finishing the story no more. You did it. It's done. What's next?
That's why I think the story has to finish, because one thing I will say about Cody, the fan base is crazy about him. I feel like if you make Cody lose for a second year in a row after winning two straight Royal Rumbles, you alienate a large part of your fan base. Because I think, like, we love Roman. I feel like Roman's like Cena, bro. Roman's like a lot of the greats. You're not going to appreciate them the way that you should. I mean, I appreciate Roman. I appreciate what we're watching. I appreciate it, what Cena did. But Roman's like Cena in the sense of you're not really going to appreciate what he did until he's gone.
Right.
You know? Like, you're not going to appreciate this reign that he's been on. Because, like, greatness on a different level. No, that's Roman Reigns. That's what his title reign has been.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like you said, I believe that if I was booking this, which I'm happy I'm not, it's like you said, retaining would actually make a lot more sense because I still feel to be told with him as champion. And, like, the World Heavyweight Championship being introduced to Monday Night Raw,
Peg would not
stay in champion. because he's a prize fighter. Seth is a fighting champ. Seth is a, like, step up Monday Night Raw. Give me, but Roman is like, no, I'm a prize fighter. I need to be getting money. You know what I'm to be a real. I'm not fighting in pointless matches. So if Roman did retain, I wouldn't be upset. But then it's like, yeah, what was the sense of making Cody? In my opinion, if you really want to be real, I don't feel like Cody needed to win back-to-back Rumbles. I feel like Cody winning at Elimination Chamber would have been effective. Because I lost the last shot to finish the story. I got to beat five other men in a match that I don't believe Cody's ever been in. I feel like that would have actually been a way better story. But, you know, obviously, that's not what happened. You know, in an ideal world, CM Punk never gets hurt. But if CM Punk never gets hurt, Seth is nowhere near this match. I think if CM Punk gets hurt, we're not getting this tag team match. I don't know what we're getting, but I feel like that CM Punk Seth rivalry, they would have wanted as So I don't think Seth's in this
We'll never know.
Maybe it would have been Cody. Or maybe it would have been Randy.
Okay.
Because that would have made a lot of sense too.
Oh. Randy and Cody, some legacy shit. Oh, that would have been dope.
Legacy shit. Roman. Randy tried to end his career.
Yeah,
The Rock, and Randy Orton, third stars.
That's something Logan. You cooking with that one.
You could have done Logan and KO. Versus KO. And listen, I wouldn't even be opposed to. If Drew was so pissed off and fed up with Seth Rollins and CM Punk, you could have made that a triple threat for the world.
That a triple threat too? Yeah.
Yeah. And yo, it would have been great. It would have been great. Mm. That's what I'm going with. And then Randy gets a main event. You know, he helps Cody finish his story, and Cody's his you know, the teacher. Not Mountaintop, and then because say Cody would have won, right? Then we could have Randy turn on him and beat his ass. Then you got Cody Rhodes versus Randy Orton,
which is so Randy to do.
Yep. So listen. That's why I'm like, yo.
And then once again, Randy going, and you still couldn't do it without me.
Yep. Well, my lights are
flickering. Oh, man. Well, that is it. That's it. You going with whatchamacallit?
Yes.
Okay. You going with Cody. I like the theories. What match are you most excited for?
Roman. I'm most excited for one. Roman and Rock versus and Seth.
I feel like night one has a better card.
Yeah, me as well. But I feel like and Cody the Roman the tag team match because the Rock is fighting. It's been since WrestleMania 29
about a year since we've seen him
in, you know, a real match. So I'm pretty sure he'll bring his A game. This is going to be, you know, usually in Roman's tag team matches, he's not asked to work a majority of the match. But a match like this, Roman is definitely, you know, going to have more ring time than The Rock, for sure.
Yeah. Which is why I think it's just going to be chaotic.
I hope you guys enjoy WrestleMania. But Black Friday podcast is out.
Bye.